Hi, this is Joe Boyd, another edition of Lucky 13, and that was Duty Pequana and Church Mouse bringing us in. I've been going at this few weeks now. I guess it's about time I filled you in a little bit on this process. The website at Resonance was slightly misinformative. I don't actually just count 13 and play whatever. And not every track I play is a result of counting 13 and picking whatever comes up. I've been refiling everything in my collection and listening to it as I go along. So I've marked the things that have good stuff. And so those marks are accessible to me. And so I start at various points in the filing system and count 13 marks. And the record that comes up as a result, I listen to and choose my favorite track on that. And then I use my memory of other listenings and my knowledge of whatever I've been involved in over the years, et cetera, to find a couple of other tracks to go with it, to make a story, to make a little connection. And so that's the way these sets of three tracks come about. And they don't come in raw order. Of course, I use a little creative elective choices to put together a program, making sure it's not too much of one kind of music and leave one triad of three tracks for the next week, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the way it works, and I'm having fun doing it. I hope you're having fun listening, and we'll get started. Caetano Veloso, very extraordinary fellow. Not only has he been such a force in Brazilian music, starting with the Tropicália movement in the 60s and right up to today, but he's a real very well-educated guy, very widely read guy, and a man who speaks a number of languages. I've seen him do a concert in Italy, speaking Italian, singing Italian song, talking in French in Paris. He's done a couple of projects outside of Portuguese. One of them wasn't that well received, his English language recording of a lot of American songs, including Dylan, Cole Porter, etc. And I thought some of it was really great, but it didn't sell that well. It had a bit of a difficult passage. But the one that has really worked well for him and is much beloved is Fina Estampa, which is entirely sung in Spanish. And he really sort of looked around all Latin American song and chose some of his favorites. And that's also where the genesis of his singing of Cucuru Cucu Paloma in the Almodovar film, which was such a big moment in that film. But he was always been popular in Latin America, and he's traveled, toured all over Spanish-speaking Latin America. Fina Estampa is actually a song written by a Peruvian woman called Chabuca Granda, who's the grand dame of Peruvian music. She was born in 1920, died in 1983, and as she got older, as time went on, she started out being very obsessed with French song, chanson, and kind of much more kind of formal type of songwriting, and then she got more interested in Afro-Peruvian culture as she got older and brought that a lot into her music. We're going to hear Caetano singing her song, Fina Estampa, and then we're going to hear Chabuca Granda herself singing a different song, Paracuta, which evidently, from what I can get from the liner notes, means to sing. But kuta, I believe, is Quechua dialect or some slang expression for singing instead of para cantar. And then we'll finish with a track by Agustin Lara, who wrote, whose song that we're going to hear, Maria Bonita, is a song that Caetano sang on the Fina Estampa album.
Una veredita alegre con luz de luna o de sol, tendida como una cinta con sus lados de arrebol, arrebol de los geranios y sonrisas con rubor, arrebol de los claveles y las mejillas en flor, perfumada de magnolias rociadas de mañanita, la veredita sonríe cuando tu piel la acaricia, y la cuculi se ríe y la ventana se agita cuando por esa vereda tu fina estampa pasea. Fina estampa, caballero, caballero de fina estampa, un lucero que sonriera bajo un sombrero no sonriera más hermoso ni más luciera. Caballero, en tu andar, andar, reluce la cera al andar, andar. Te lleva hacia los aguanes y a los patios encantados, te lleva hacia las plazuelas y a los amores soñados. Veredita que se arrulla con tafetanes bordados, tacón de chapín de seda y justes almidonados. Es un caminito alegre con luz de luna o de sol que he de recorrer cantando por si te pueda alcanzar. Fina estampa, caballero, quien te pudiera guardar. Fina estampa, caballero, caballero de fina estampa, un lucero que sonriera bajo un sombrero no sonriera más hermoso ni más luciera. Caballero, en tu andar, andar, reluce la cera al andar, andar.
Soy el dueño de mi estrella y el dueño de mi embriaguez, Paracuta, Paracuta. Camino de mi galaxia, me voy sin querer volver, Paracuta, Paracuta. Vuela libre corazón, todo brilla, todo es luz, vino tinto y rojo amor, todo gira y todo es sol, verdes para no morir, trigos para no volver, Paracuta, 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 Paracuta. He soltado las amarras y el ancla no fue, mi balandro va en su riela para no volver. Vuela libre corazón, todo brilla, todo es luz, vino tinto y rojo amor, todo gira y todo es sol, verdes para no morir, trigos para no volver, Paracuta, 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 Paracuta. Soy el dueño de mi estrella y el dueño de mi embriaguez, Paracuta, Paracuta. Camino de mi galaxia, me voy sin querer volver, Paracuta, Paracuta. Vuela libre corazón, todo brilla, todo es luz, vino tinto y rojo amor, todo gira y todo es sol, verdes para no morir, trigos para no volver, Paracuta, 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 Paracuta. He soltado las amarras y el ancla no fue, mi balandro va en su riela para no volver. Vuela libre corazón, todo brilla, todo es luz, vino tinto y rojo amor, todo gira y todo es sol, verdes para no morir, trigos para no volver, Paracuta, 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 Paracuta.
Aquellas noches, María bonita, María del alma. Acuérdate que en la playa, con tus manitas, las estrellitas las enjuagabas. Tu cuerpo del mar juguete, nave al garete, venían las olas, lo columpiabas. Mientras yo te miraba, lo digo con sentimiento, mi pensamiento me traicionaba. Palabras de esas bonitas con que se arrullan los corazones, pidiendo que me quisieras, que convirtieras en realidades mis ilusiones. La luna que nos miraba y hacía ratito se hizo un poquito desentendida. Y cuando la vi escondida, me arrodillé para besarte y así entregarte toda mi vida. Habrás tenido muchos amores, María bonita, María del alma, pero ninguno tan bueno ni tan honrado como el que hiciste que en mí brotara. Lo traigo lleno de flores para dejarlo como una ofrenda bajo tus plantas. Recíbelo emocionada y júrame que no mientes, porque te sientes idolatrada.
Agustín Lara, María Bonita. Lara traveled around, did tours, and sang in public a lot, but he was better known as a songwriter. His songs have been covered by everyone from Nat King Cole and Bing Crosby to almost every leading Cuban singer, Spanish singers. And he wrote a lot of pretty corny stuff, including a song Granada, but some very beautiful songs as well. And that song is obviously one that Caetano loves. And before that, we heard Chabuca Granda and Paracuta. There's a story, any of you who've seen a new flamenco group, and in fact, these days, almost any fusion-y, acoustic-y world music group, and even singer-songwriters, everyone seems to be using the cajon these days, which is that box that percussionists sit on and slap the front, and it has this wonderful sort of mixture of a deep sound with a very clear attack. And it's become immensely popular. The genesis of that is that it's a Peruvian instrument. It's very peculiar to the Afro-Peruvian culture. And as Chabuca Granda, in her later years, became very intrigued with Afro-Peruvian culture and included a lot of Afro-Peruvian musicians in her groups, she used a cajon, but it was unknown, really, outside of Peru. And in the early 70s, Paco de Lucia, the great Spanish flamenco guitarist, who by this time was doing a kind of modernish presentation of flamenco with an electric bass player and a percussionist, singers, etc. He went on tour and he ended up in Lima. And his percussionist was a Brazilian guy. And they went after hours to meet Chabuca Granda, and they went to a gig of hers, or maybe perhaps even a private party at her house. And her percussionist played the cajon. And Paco de Lucia's percussionist was fascinated and insisted on taking one back with him to Spain, where he incorporated it into Paco de Lucia's group. And it spread and became a kind of very important part of the whole way in which new flamenco was presented. And I've used it on, the Songhai records, and Mario Pacheco, Nuevos Medios used it on a lot of his productions. But that's the genesis, is Chabuca Granda. And we started with a live recording of Caetano Veloso singing Fina Estampa. Those last two recordings, by the way, of Chabuca Granda and Agustin Lara are both reissues from Mario Pacheco, the late Mario Pacheco's Nuevos Medios label. Billie Holiday is a very fascinating figure. In a way, she almost defines modernity. If you can go into any stylish restaurant in New York or London or Paris and have a Billie Holiday record playing in the background, and it feels stylish and hip. When you put on a record from the period immediately preceding Billie Holiday. Actually, there was a session that was done the week before some of her greatest tracks with Bessie Smith and many of the same musicians. It sounds quaint, it sounds old-fashioned, it sounds fascinating, but, you know, particularly for African-Americans, it smacks of Uncle Tom and, you know, a shameful era before things got hip in Harlem. And one of the reasons for this, of course, the primary reason is the genius of Billie Holiday and how she transformed singing. But a lot of it also has to do with the great recordings that were made and the great musicians that John Hammond put together. And when he did this, I love this, he was 23. And, a kind of dilettante kid who'd grown up privileged on the Upper East Side and used to hang out in the kitchen with his blacks help listening to the radio and having them teach him about jazz and going to the Apollo Theater in his short pants, or not the Apollo, but whatever, one of the jazz clubs in short pants when he was 12 years old. He put together groups particularly built around Teddy Wilson on piano, and Teddy Wilson was a very important figure for him because Teddy Wilson was classically trained. He was a very urbane, very well-spoken guy, very dignified guy, and he became kind of like the Jackie Robinson of jazz. Jackie Robinson, for those non-Americans listening, was the black baseball player who integrated baseball, And Teddy Wilson, John Hammond put him together with Benny Goodman, and that was the first integrated jazz band. Ben Webster was another one who did fantastic work with Billie Holiday. So we're going to hear a great Billie Holiday track, and listen to the way, on Easy to Love, listen to the way she ends the lines with these quavers, these downward quavers, which take a kind of a beautiful Cole Porter song, but a song that's very remote from her experience, and turns it into something tragic or something just with so much soul and feeling. Anyway, we're going to hear that, and then we'll hear Teddy Wilson doing Blues in C Minor, and then Ben Webster's great recording with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, Cottontail. we heard Billie Holiday singing Cole Porter's Easy to Love, accompanied by Teddy Wilson and Ben Webster. Then we heard Teddy Wilson's Blues in C-sharp minor with Roy Eldridge, Israel Crosby on bass, Sid Catlett on drums, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Chuck Berry on saxophone. And then we heard Ben Webster recording with Duke Ellington's orchestra and Cottontail. And there's a great story about that recording session. Ben Webster had always dreamed of joining Ellington's orchestra, and he was so excited when he got the call to come to a rehearsal, and he joined the Ellington orchestra, and he was just so pleased. And then came the first recording session. And Ellington, I guess, assumed that he might be nervous. And Ellington never drank a lot, but the night before the recording session, he asked Ben Webster out to have a drink, and they just drank and drank until the wee hours of the morning, got very drunk. And then at 8 o'clock in the morning, Ellington burst into Webster's room, woke him up, said, "Let's go to the studio for the session," and handed him a glass of whiskey to get him going in the morning. Again, very uncharacteristic, because he kind of disapproved of drinking in the band, or too much drinking. And they went to the studio, and when he got there, he said, "Okay, we're just going to test, because they got to get the sound balance right. So let's just play through Cottontail once." And then they played it through, and that's the take you heard. And when Webster said, "Okay, I'm ready to do the right take," and he had all these ideas worked out and little notes jotted down about how he was going to structure the solo, Duke said, "Sorry, Ben, we just did it." And Webster acknowledged many years later that that was the right idea. I have told in interviews and written in my book, White Bicycles, the story of Riverman, Nick Drake, Nick Drake's great song, and how Robert Kirby came to me and Nick and John Wood, the engineer, and said to us, even though he'd done these fantastic arrangements for other songs on the first album, he didn't feel up to Riverman. And in later years, I discovered that the reason was because he was so daunted by Nick's 5-4 tempo. He hadn't studied 5-4 in music school, and he didn't really know how to get his head around it. Anyway, John Wood suggested that we go talk to Harry Robinson. And Harry was a guy who had done lots of film scores. And John said, he's a great mimic. You tell him you want Shostakovich style, and he'll give you Shostakovich. And you tell him you want Delius, he'll give you Delius. So we sent him a demo tape of Riverman. And then Nick and I went over to Harry's house in Barnes Common. And Nick brought his guitar, and he played the guitar along with the demo tape to kind of show Harry some of the voicings that he liked the idea of, you know, for the strings to go along with Riverman. And he mentioned Delius. And I must confess that I had never really listened to a lot of Delius at that time. And I just said, "Well, hey, Nick knows what he's doing." And in the end, of course, as you know, it's a beautiful arrangement. We're going to sort of have a little meditation on Riverman and Delius now. And we're going to start with a live recording, just a board mix, just a rough mix, really, off the board from the recent Way to Blue tour, which I helped to organize, in which different singers sing Nick songs. And Robert Kirby, we use Robert Kirby's arrangements, and Robert had done a kind of reduction of Harry's arrangement of Riverman for 7 strings, which is the number of strings that we had. And of course, the first time we did this concert was in Birmingham in the spring of 2009, and Robert was there to conduct the strings, and it was just great working with him again after so many years. And we were all scheduled to do more concerts with Robert and the other singers, and a great rhythm section with Danny Thompson on bass and a wonderful piano player named Zoe Rahman. And unfortunately, Robert had a heart attack and died in October of 2009. So we had to carry on without Robert, but using his arrangements. We're going to hear Teddy Thompson performing Riverman with Robert's adaptation of Harry's arrangement live at the Barbican from last January. And then we're going to listen to a recording of a tone poem by Delius. And then we'll hear Nick's original.
Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the plan for lilac time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime. Betty said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure. But when she thought of summer rain calling to her mind again, lost the pain and stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the plan, feeling free. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, don't suppose it's meant for me. Oh,
Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I the plan for lilac time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime. Betty said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure. For when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain and stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me.
That was Riverman by Nick Drake, arrangement by Harry Robinson, recorded 1969 in Sound Technique Studios, sound engineer John Wood. And a lot of people have remarked on what a beautiful recording that is, and what a wonderful sound, how three-dimensional, how warm. And some younger musicians who comment on that and discuss it with me are always a bit surprised to hear that that was done all live, all in the same space. There were no baffles. There were no booths. Nick was 2 or 3 feet from the strings, sitting on a stool, playing the guitar and singing live, Harry Robinson, standing next to him, conducting the strings. Harry had a great time. He'd never heard of Nick Drake before, of course. Nobody else had either. But he loved the song. He loved working with Nick. And I ran into him a few times in later years, and he would talk about that day that we recorded that song at Sound Techniques. And he used to say, just like Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle. And before that, we heard At Night, which is part of a suite that Delius wrote when he was living in Florida, performed by the English String Orchestra with William Boughton, conductor. I'll leave it up to you to see how well Harry carried out Nick's wishes to make Nick a Riverman sound Delius-like. And we started with Teddy Thompson live at the Barbican last year, singing Riverman with Danny Thompson on bass, Zoe Rahman on piano, Kate St. John as the conductor, musical director, Neil McCall and Leo Abrams on guitars, and Martin Barker on drums. And that's Judith Pequana letting us know that we've reached the end of this edition of Lucky 13. And I'll be scouring my collection between now and next week and bring you some more good stuff, I hope.